This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. All you need are some home services. Surprisingly, we may have the answer for you. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Brad Yarborough, with Snyder AC Plumbing and Electric. Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself, Garfield?
I am well. Tell us about your business.
So I'm with Snyder Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electrical. Our company has been around for 50 years, originally started out of Jacksonville, Florida, and we've recently expanded down to Port St. Lucie and Coral Springs and the surrounding areas. It's a company that started off just as a local mom and pops and then just continue to grow and grow and reinvest back into their employees and their community.
So, Brad, I know you like the GM there. How did you get into this business?
So I'm not originally from Florida. Always wanted to move to Florida. And when we moved down here, my family and I started looking for new opportunities and came across the HVAC industry. And I thought, you know, hey, look, that's going to be a good industry because, as we all know, Florida is not the coolest state in America. It's probably one of the hottest states. So having a good quality AC unit inside your house is a good thing to have. And I'm a mechanically inclined type of person, never worked on HVAC units, but it was a new industry I wanted to learn. So I figured, hey, let's give it a shot and see what I can learn.
Okay. So what are some of the myths and misconceptions of the AC plumbing electric business?
So one thing I'll tell you that stood out to me, and it was one thing I always thought we never needed, is a maintenance program on HVAC or on your air conditioning unit. So a maintenance program is essentially twice a year, a technician comes out to your home. They service your unit. They diagnose it, make sure, hey, that's up and running to par. Replace any air filters that are needed, clean the drain lines out, make sure it's well maintained. Personally, before I got into the industry, I thought, you know, like that was just something that businesses wanted to do to try to get some more money. But after joining the industry, it's something you actually need. Typically, when you purchase a new unit, you're going to get 10 years warranty on the parts of your machine and possibly 10 years labor warranty as well. Now, if your unit is not being properly being maintained twice a year, that manufacturer of that unit will actually void those warranties. So when you're talking about putting in a brand new unit in your home and protecting an investment, you need to make sure that your unit is being properly maintained so you don't void those warranties. And a lot of people don't realize that if you fail to maintain that unit, you're going to lose your warranties.
Yeah. Brad, you're a pretty busy guy. When you're not busy running your business, what do you like to do for fun?
So, you know, it's one of the reasons why we moved down to Florida. We're big outdoor people. So when I'm not staying busy and working my head off, I like to spend time either at the beach when the weather permits it, or a lot of the local parks and sceneries in South Florida to go visit and spend time with my wife and our three dogs.
Okay, so you're trying to enjoy the sun.
Pretty much, yep. I spend a lot of time inside of an office, so I want to go and enjoy the sun when I can.
Let's change gears a little bit. Can you describe one hardship, life challenge, something that you rose above and that could now say today that you're better and stronger because of it? What comes to mind?
Absolutely. You know, it takes me back to when I worked for another company in a different industry. They pushed a lot of unethical sales and a lot of unethical things to our customer base, and it was not something I was happy with. I didn't make it long in that industry before my conscience said, hey, this is not a good fit for me. And so I left that company before I had a backup plan for another job. I just knew it wasn't right for me because whatever business I am in or any industry I'm in, I want to make sure that we're conducting ourselves in an ethical manner and taking care of our customers.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Brad. I know you have a lot to say about Snyder. But I want you to narrow it down to one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Snyder AC Plumbing and Electric.
Quality. I mean, it comes down to quality. We have technicians here that absolutely love what they do and taking care of our customers. Our company is big with reinvesting into the community. We're partners, proud partners of Wounded Warriors. We're big on reinvesting into our technicians. It's not, hey, just come out of trade school and go to work. It's what's continuous training. We at each office have weekly training on how to work on the units, how to diagnose them, how to fix them to make sure that they're running as effective and efficient as possible.
I know a lot of my listeners now are thinking about, you know, if they need any help with their AC plumbing or electric or other family members. And the word on their lips probably right now is how. How can they get more information on Snyder AC Plumbing and Electric?
There's two easy ways to do it. You can either go to our website and you can check out more about the company and the history of the company and all the services we offer. And from there, you can also book appointments. We can come out if you're having any type of issues. Estimates are free. You can go to that website, which is Snyder, SnyderAC.com, and then just select your city or county, and it'll pull up our local office. And from there, you can book it, or you can give us a call on our direct line, which is 772-202-9457.
Well, Brad, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Garfield, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.